Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Okay, welcome to the DDP. I want to relate something from verse 2 of Ephesians 3 back to verse 1 of Ephesians 3. As we're going verse by verse, verse 1, "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles..." We dealt with prisoner a little bit yesterday, that voluntary and servitude, but notice it's to the Gentiles. Paul understood his call. Very crucial ministry, ministers, for you to understand your call. There's a pressure to do everything. And one of the reasons why we're so pressured is actually a twisting of Scripture where Paul says, "I've become all things to all men, so that I by all means might win some." And we think that means we're supposed to be able to do everything well. And that's not what Paul says. He's talking about in relation to the way he ministers to people. He realizes that some people need ministered to through a different lens than others. But he doesn't act like he can do everything. And there's an enormous amount of pressure on pastors, especially. I have a real soft spot for pastors. As you are listening to this in late March, I'm entering the last couple of weeks of my pastorate in Missouri. And I'm not entering the last couple of weeks of ministry. My ministry's just transforming a little bit on a week-to-week basis. We'll still be right here doing this every day. But I have a real heart for pastors because I realize that there's an enormous amount of pressure on them to do everything, to be really good at a lot of things. And most of us went into the ministry, most of the ones I know, I'm sure this is not universal, but most people I know that went into the ministry felt like they had a gift to preach, or felt like they had a real burden to reach people with the gospel. They did not feel like a counselor. They did not feel like they could save marriages. They did not feel like a healer. They did not feel like a builder, a CEO, a mediator. And yet these are hats that almost every pastor has to wear at some time or the other. It's completely unfair. You wouldn't go to your doctor and ask if they could represent you in court. And yet we'll go to our pastor and ask if they can do almost everything. And we almost demand it out of them. Understanding your call is crucial. One of the things that has been a real source of peace for me has been coming into the understanding of what I am, and I almost really refrain from using the word good, but I'm going to for purposes of this illustration, what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. And realizing where my gifts are and where they are not. When I first went out into ministry on the field, I tried to be everything that I thought an evangelist should be. And so I moved outside of my call many times, just trying to prophesy into people's lives or work altars, or, you know, praying for people. And it took me years to realize, quit trying to be somebody else. Get up and do exactly what you're called to do. Do it the very best you can do it, and then move on. Let the Holy Spirit do that other stuff. And if you encounter someone who does it, you know, a completely different way or whatever, let them do it a completely different way. That's great. That's fine. Don't try to be somebody else. And so my advice to ministries is, you know, Paul knew he was the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the Gentiles. He walked in that. If indeed you've heard, now we're in verse 2, of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you. Now, Paul knew what he had been given, and he knew what he was supposed to do with what he had been given. He had been given the dispensation of God's grace to give to the Gentile people. The word dispensation is not a great translation. In the Greek, it's the word stewardship, which makes a lot more sense in regard to prisoner. He calls himself a prisoner, and then in verse 2, "If indeed you've heard of the stewardship of God's grace which was given to me." So he's really saying, I've made myself a prisoner to the Gentile people with the message of grace. I want to deal with what mistranslating that has led us to tomorrow on the DDP. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.